Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a topic that's on a lot of people's minds, especially if you're a teacher or a private tutor.
Absolutely. We're talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and what it really means for the future of teaching.
Yeah, there's so much discussion, maybe even some anxiety floating around, which is totally understandable. You see AI popping up everywhere.
It is, and education's no exception. So that's why I wanted to, gather some solid sources and really dig into it.
Exactly. We've got a few different perspectives lined up. There's an academic article looking at the professional status of teaching with AI in the mix.
Right, a scholarly view.
Yeah.
And then there's a piece from Forbes more focused on the practical side, like personalized learning using AI.
We also have a pretty comprehensive report from the International Labor Organization, the ILO. That gives us a global picture of work in education.
And rounding it out, an article from Digital Define that asks, which teaching jobs might be less affected by automation. Give some specific examples.
It's a good mix. So our goal here is to pull out the key insights from all of these, see what they tell us.
And crucially, we want to highlight why human teachers, human tutors are still so vital. This isn't about predicting mass replacements.
No, definitely not. It's more about understanding how the job is changing, adapting, and why those human skills are maybe more important than ever.
Precisely. So where should we start? Maybe with how the role itself is evolving? The ILO report had a lot to say on that.
Yeah, let's do that. It seems like the old idea teacher stands at the front, delivers knowledge that's really shifting, isn't it?
It really is. That's a major takeaway from the ILO. Historically, the teacher was the authority, the main information source, but now information is everywhere.
Right. Kids can Google anything.
Exactly. So the report suggests teachers are becoming more like facilitators, guiding students, helping them navigate all this information, make sense of it. Brokers of information, almost.
Okay. A facilitator, a broker. That sounds different.
Yeah.
More about guiding the learning process than just delivering facts.
Yes. And the role is diversifying in other ways, too. The report mentions teachers acting as counselors, even taking on some management or admin tasks. The responsibilities are broadening.
And what about teaching methods? Are those changing too?
Definitely. The ILO points to newer approaches that really lean on human interaction. Things like self-directed learning, where students take more charge.
Or project-based learning. I hear a lot about that.
That too. Learning by doing, tackling real problems. These methods, they need human guidance, mentorship. You need someone to nudge students, ask the right questions, help them reflect. AI can't quite replicate that nuanced support.
Right. It's not just about getting the right answer, but understanding how you got there and maybe why you struggled. That needs a person.
Precisely. And it's not just academic stuff either. The ILO report really emphasizes the growing focus on socio-emotional skills.
It's like empathy, collaboration, resilience.
Exactly. And creativity, critical thinking, these are skills for life, for the future workplace.
Mm.
Developing those, that takes human connection, understanding different personalities, fostering a safe space to grow. An algorithm can't really teach empathy.
Makes sense. And it feels like the scope is widening even further. The report mentioned things like sustainable development, global citizenship.
Yes, teachers are taking on these broader social roles too, discussing complex issues like climate change or inclusivity.
That requires a lot of sensitivity, doesn't it? You can't just feed facts. You need to handle discussions carefully, foster certain values.
Absolutely. It demands a very human touch, a nuanced understanding that goes way beyond just information delivery.
Okay, so the role is definitely evolving, becoming more complex, more human-centric in many ways. Let's switch over to that Forbes article now. It talks about AI and personalized learning.
Yeah, this is often touted as a big benefit of AI in education. The idea that AI can create these custom learning paths for each student.
How does that work practically?
Well, AI can analyze huge amounts of data, how quickly a student answers, where they get stuck, what they master easily, and then adjust the difficulty or suggest different resources based on that performance.
Okay, I can see the appeal. Tailored learning for everyone.
It is appealing, but as the Forbes piece points out, there's a but. The human element is still critical, and AI might see what a student is struggling with, but not necessarily why.
Right. Is the student bored? Are they anxious? Is something going on at home? The data doesn't always tell that story.
Exactly. A teacher brings that insight, that empathy. They can interpret the student's needs beyond just the analytics, understand their motivation, their learning style in a deeper way.
So the AI provides the data, maybe suggests paths, but the teacher interprets it and makes the crucial adjustments based on knowing the actual student.
That's a good way to put it. The human oversight is key. And the Forbes article also brings up ethical points like data privacy, potential bias in algorithms. Humans need to be in the loop to manage that.
And access too, right? The digital divide.
A huge point. Not every student has the same access to technology. So relying solely on AI for personalization risks leaving some students behind. Human teachers remain essential for ensuring equity.
So AI as a tool for personalization, yes, but definitely needing human guidance and oversight to make it truly effective and fair.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, the ILO report also talked about the challenges educators face with all this technology. It's not all smooth sailing.
Far from it. The pace of change with ICT information and communication technology is incredibly fast. It's transformed teaching, sure, but it also means educators constantly need to adapt, learn new tools, new skills.
That sounds exhausting.
It can be. And while tech can help with some tasks, maybe automating some grading, helping with lesson planning tools, the report stresses that how you use that tech for actual teaching, the pedagogy, that requires human skill.
You can have the fanciest tool, but if you don't know how to use it effectively to help students learn, it's not much good.
Precisely. It requires pedagogical expertise, understanding learning theories, knowing your students. Tech is a tool, not the teacher.
Which leads to training, I guess. The ILO report mentioned that.
Yes. Teacher training and ongoing professional development, CPD, are absolutely vital. Teachers need support to learn how to integrate technology meaningfully, not just use it superficially, and also how to meet all the other evolving demands, like supporting diverse learners.
Are teachers getting enough of that support? It sounds like maybe not always, or not the right kind.
That's a concern highlighted in the report. While CPD happens, there are often gaps. Specifically, more training is often needed in using ICT effectively for teaching, and also in areas like inclusive education strategies. Keeping up is a real challenge.
Okay, so lots of change, lots of need for support. Let's look at the Digital Defined article now. This one gets specific about roles that might be more, well, AI resistant, where the human touch is really hard to replace.
Yeah, this is interesting because it grounds the discussion in specific jobs within education. It argues that certain roles rely so heavily on uniquely human skills. Take career counselors, for instance.
Okay, what makes them less automatable?
According to the article, it's about the deep, meaningful conversations. Helping students figure out not just jobs, but pathways. Setting realistic goals. Interpreting assessment results with intuition and empathy, not just data points.
And staying on top of a constantly changing job market, understanding the nuances.
Exactly. AI can provide labor market data, sure, but it can't replicate that empathetic guidance, understanding a student's individual hopes, fears, context. That's fundamentally human.
I can see that. What about experimental learning facilitators? Sounds intriguing.
These are the people creating hands-on, dynamic learning experiences. Think labs, workshops, real-world projects.
Right.
The article emphasizes their need to be adaptable, to react spontaneously to what's happening in the room, observe student reactions in real time, and guide reflection for deep learning.
So it's very dynamic and requires reading people adjusting on the fly.
Precisely. That moment-to-moment responsiveness and adaptation. Very human, very hard for an AI to mimic authentically in a complex, unpredictable learning environment.
Okay, another one they mentioned was extracurricular activities coordinators. Mm-hmm. Maybe seems less academic, but still important.
Definitely important for school culture and student engagement. And the article points out it's highly reliant on human skills, engaging with students, understanding their interests, building a positive environment for those activities.
Negotiating with suppliers, maybe mediating conflicts between students.
All of that. It requires judgment, interpersonal skills, adaptability. Shaping that whole side of school life is very much a human endeavor.
It really is about building community. Mm-hmm. And the last one mentioned, which feels critical, is student mental health counselors.
Absolutely paramount. The article stresses things like active listening, picking up on nonverbal cues, offering tailored advice for incredibly complex emotional situations, crisis intervention.
That requires such deep empathy and nuanced understanding.
Totally. Developing well-being programs for the whole student body. AI might, perhaps, identify patterns related to mental health from data, but it cannot provide the genuine human connection, trust, and support that someone in distress needs. That empathy is irreplaceable.
These examples really drive home the point, don't they? There are core aspects of education that deeply rely on human connection, empathy, complex problem-solving, and adaptability.
They really do. It paints a picture not of replacement, but of highlighting where human strengths lie.
Now, the ILO report also touched on the perception of the teaching profession itself. How is it viewed?
It's a bit mixed, according to the report. On the one hand, teaching is generally seen as having high social relevance. People understand it's important work.
Right.
But the profession isn't always seen as the most attractive career path. Factors like pay, workload, working conditions can make it less appealing compared to other professions requiring similar qualifications.
We talked about workload. The report also mentioned autonomy, teacher autonomy being linked to job satisfaction.
Yes, that's a key point. Teachers value having a degree of control over their work, their pedagogical choices, while technology can offer great tools.
If it dictates how you teach too rigidly, that could undermine that autonomy and satisfaction.
Potentially, yes. Finding that balance is important. Using tech as a support, not a replacement for professional judgment. The report also implies that high workload and too many admin tasks are major drivers of teacher turnover.
Which suggests technology should ideally reduce those burdens, right? Freeing teachers up for the core teaching and relationship building parts of the job.
That would be the ideal application, yes. Supporting teachers, not adding more complexity or taking away their agency. And the report strongly advocates for involving teachers in the decisions about technology in schools. Social dialogue is crucial.
Their input is essential to make sure tech is implemented in ways that actually help.
Absolutely. They're the ones on the ground using it.
Okay, so let's try and pull this all together. What are the main takeaways for teachers and tutors listening?
Well, first, the role is clearly changing, evolving. It's becoming less about just delivering information and more about facilitating learning, guiding students, fostering crucial skills like critical thinking and empathy.
And AI is part of that change. It offers tools, particularly for personalization and maybe efficiency.
Yes, but, and it's a big but, the core of effective teaching remains deeply human. That connection, the empathy, the ability to adapt to individual needs, inspire creativity, guide emotional development. AI isn't replicating that.
So the message really seems to be one of reassurance, in a way. Your skills as a human educator are not becoming obsolete. If anything, they might be even more critical now.
I think that's right. The focus should be on leaning into and developing those uniquely human skills. Your ability to connect, understand, guide, and inspire. That's your unique value proposition in this digital age.
So for everyone listening, perhaps the question isn't if AI will take your job, but how you can leverage your human strengths alongside these new tools.
Exactly. Think about it. How can your empathy complement AI's data analysis? How can your ability to foster collaboration work with personalized learning platforms? Focus on the aspects of learning that genuinely need that human touch.
So a final thought to leave everyone with. Consider how you can uniquely blend your irreplaceable human skills with the capabilities of AI. What new approaches or perhaps even new skills might be most valuable for you as you navigate this evolving educational landscape and guide your students into the future? It's about shaping the change, not just reacting to it.